We are learning Masechet Bo Metzion, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting five lines from the top of Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, two dots. And our Mishnah had said that if someone is choiker a field, and it was a Beis Hashlochem, which means it had a spring inside the field, it was very easy to water the field, you just took water from a spring and watered the field, and or it had trees, which made it a little easier also. And at the end of the day, when he started his job, when he started working on the field, it dried up, the mayan dried up, or the elon got cut down. So Shaila is, can I deduct from my rent, from my chakura? So it depends. If you just makabel saw the stam, then the loch is, you cannot deduct. But if you said, give me this soda, I want to rent this out, that's a Beis Hashlochem, he spoke out Beis Hashlochem, so the loch is that then you have to make sure it has a Beis Hashlochem. If it doesn't have the mayin, if it doesn't have that source of water, then he could deduct. Deduct the Gemara. Vamay. What's pshat? Lemalei, shmav alma amiloch. Why don't you say that it's tam, he's just calling it Beis Hashlochem, not that it has a spring, not that it has a mayin. Sometimes you call a field by its name, even if it doesn't have mayin anymore. And I'll show you a right to that. If someone tells his friend, I'm selling you a base core of offer of land. Even though it's only a lesach, even though it's less, it's only a half a core, which is the core we measure from the size of the weight of a core is the size of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was 2 sa'a, which is 100 by 50. So we know that a core is 1500 by 50. That's how big a base core is. So let's say it's a lesach, or it's a certain size of the field. So even though it's half the size of a base core, hegiyoy shlemach leloshma, because that's what it was called. It was called the base core. But whom did Miskari base score? But it has to be called a base score. There's certain fields that have a name. It's called, you know, the Blue Jay Acres, whatever it's called. So now it means it's an acre. It doesn't mean it's an acre. It's called that. It's called that. That's what it's called, base score. And if Taka's called that, then you don't have to give him a base score. The same thing is if I tell you Karma in Merchloch. I'm selling you a vineyard. Even though there's no grapes there, there's no vines there, you just sold him the name. Who did Miskari Karma? It's be called a vineyard. The third example, paradise nimaychalach. I'm selling you an orchard. Abish anybody remind, even though it doesn't have any pomegranates. I guess a pomegranate is a terrible part of a orchard. Hegiyah shleimachal el shma. You sold him the name. Who the miskari paradise? So it has to be called a paradise. The bottom line, the cash is that alma amalei shma ba'alma amilach. So here also hachinami name alei shma ba'alma amilach. Why don't you say when I call it beis hashlochem? That's the name of the property. Amma Shmuel, Shmuel is a posh tar, it's like Kasha. Had the Amalei machir l'chayker, depends who calls it that. If the machir tells the chayker, look, I'm renting you a Beis HaShlochem, so you could say, he's calling it by the name. So had the Amalei machir l'chayker, had the Amalei chayker l'machir. Our Mishnah is discussing, if with a chayker told the machir, so Amalei machir l'chayker, Shma Ba'alma. If it's machir l'chayker, you could say Shma Ba'alma, it's Amalei. But Amalei Chayker LaMachir, if the Chayker, the one who's coming to take the property, to rent the property, he tells the Machir that I'm renting this Beis HaShlochem, then that's Kepeda. That's a Kepeda because he's saying, I want to be Chayker this Beis HaShlochem. If he's speaking out the name, what he means to say is, I want the spring. That's Shmuel's Teretz. Ravina says different Teretz. Ravina Amar, Idivid Amalei Machir LaChayker. Both cases are Machir LaChayker. Where there's no reason to say it. Maybe means a shema. Maybe means a name. But here, where it says the lashon of the Mishnah was chakarli soda beis hashlochem ze. So obviously, they're standing right next to the field. Could say ze. They're standing in the field. That's kinon. So beis hashlochem lomli. Why are you speaking of beis hashlochem? What do you speak at the name? You're standing there. So why do you say the lomli meimer the kamalei beis hashlochem and kaima hashto? He's trying to say I want it to be like exactly what, like it is now a beis hashlochem, and therefore becomes a kpeda that I daf go on a beis hashlochem. Huh?
Why is it saying
idvidi? The device
doesn't handle
a beis hashlochem. That's not the brisa. Idvidi means sai if the mach. Idvidi is sai by Elon and sai by the case. Oh, you're talking with the brisa. So he's saying both cases would have the same halacha. It would mean like this. Both cases are machil l'chayker. And The halacha will be is that even this case, even saying even ba'as, even though it's machgir lechoiker, still will be dafka beis hashlochem. Still will be dafka beis hashlochem. That's what it means.
Why do we also time it that it happens?
You're
a puzzle
gomelach.
Because when he rents it, he's
right. So Gemara asked the kasha. Right. Gemara asked the kasha yesterday. Gemara says that it was only his thing. It's only his nahar. Only his thing. The only say mazel garm is the who? The owner is saying she mazel garm. Who's mazel?
The owner should tell the renter. It's your fault. You're a mazel. It's right. When I gave it to you, it was irrigated.
Right.
It was working. And it dried up in your rental. Your rental. There was a calamity, the whole town or whatever.
Right, because it happened before they went in. That's why. It happened right before they went in. They were actually, as yesterday, of Marcus Medina. But here,
his
right, it didn't happen later. Happened then, but it happened there before there, and there he had a tiny. Also, there was not a way. Tosis speaks out. There was not a way for him to irrigate the field. It wasn't like he couldn't irrigate the field. There was not a way to irrigate the field. Just this extra, that was the shiloh over here. This extra that we're talking about. But the more I talked about a little bit yesterday, Akaponim. But now back to the Edi. I thought when you were saying this, Tosis points out something else. Tosis says, why do we have to say that both cases are chayk l'machir? Even what about it's mashma like this? If the chayker would tell the machir, you don't need the whole zeh. Then stamza we agree to the shmuel's tarets. That's what Tosis declares by the beginning. That's what we mashma that agrees by chayker telling the machir it's shua kpeida. You don't have to comment as that. But then Tosis says it's not true. If you look at the Mishnah, who's talking in the Mishnah? It says, "Amar loy chakar li saw the beis hashlochem." Talking about the chayker talking, and still was saying, "Dafku could say zeh and beis hashlochem." So since we have both zeh and beis hashlochem, and on that he says as far as it sounds like our Mishnah is talking about that Ravina is talking about even the case both ways, and therefore he says that Ravina argues on Shmuel and holds it's not enough for chayker and machir. You have to actually have his reason of zeh. You actually have the reason of beis hashlochem zeh. That's the Tosfos comes out. Talk to the Mishnah like this. If someone's makabel a soda from his friend vahivira, and he left it barren, left it fallow, he didn't go and plant in it. Shomen oisa kamaru uya lasois v'noisin loy. So Rashi speaks that right away. We're talking about dafka kablonis. If it's chakiris, no shaychus. Chakiris, you're paying a set amount every year. How you get it, I don't care. But here we're talking about kablonis, where the contract, the deal was that you're giving a certain percentage to the owner. So here, the guy, makabel the field, didn't do a thing. So what does he got to do then? So we figure out how much ru'uya lasos, v'nois loishka koisav loyim oivir v'loyever d'shalam metva. He writes in the star that if I leave it barren, I leave it fallow without planting the field, and I don't work it, I'm going to pay b'metva, I'm going to pay top dollar, I'm going to pay whatever it was going to make. That's what you write in the star, and therefore that's what you do. Now, because if not, then there's no heck you make him pay. So what? Okay, so Makabal does it. He didn't do it. So now what? It's a grum or what's the problem? I'm Makabal. I'm work the field and give you half. Okay, I didn't work the field. That's because you wrote this. That's why you have to pay. We'll see that because you write this. Even if you don't write this, that's the mindset of the truth. We'll see that in the Gemara in a second. But so I want to speak something out that we said before that every Mishnah now from now on is either by Chakiris or by Kavlonis. So Rashi speaks out, this is Dafka by Kavlonis, Dafka Chakiris. We'll see in every Mishnah we have to speak out, because only when it says Makabel, it's only one or the other one now. For now on. The first two Mishnahs were both, like Rashi said, like Gemara said. But after that is every one, you have to know if it's Chakiris or if it's a Kavlonis. Zog to Gemara, Rameyer, Hayyadurish Lashon Hedid. Rameyer was Dairish, the Lashon of the contracts or of the Ksubo. We'll see all different examples. He was Dairish Lashon Hedid. The Tanya, Rameyer, Oivir Vilay Shalom, Shalom Meitva. That if I wrote Nishtar, that if I'm not going to plant in the field, I'm going to have to pay. So Frank Toysvis, that what exactly being Dairish? Obviously, he wrote that. He's not being Dairish. He wrote that he's going to pay for it. And we know from the Gemara, he's in Eshach, and we'll see on base also a little, it's not a smachta. Because something that's B'yada is not a smachta. It's not called a smachta over here. So what's the chiddush of this? Dairish and headed? So Toysvis speaks about it. Look, Toysvis, Hedosh, Hedosh, look, Toysvis, inside. L'shoinais, Shloi Tiknu Chachamim Lichtai. Elad Yaitis, Hergulich, Lichaisvam. That first of all, what Lashon Hedid means like this: that something Chum didn't tell you to write, and the Hedidites have a minik to write that. We darish that. Now, what are we darishing? Zok Taisis va filu loy kosav. Even if you didn't write it, ki ilu nechtav. The E, because if dafka shikasa maya dairis, what's the darst? What are you darshening? Psita shiyesh lekayim koish hisna. The lava smachti, it's not asmachta. So that's how he's saying the chiddush darshan is that we, even if you didn't write it, that's what we name on. I and the rishonim have a different pshat on what the dairis is. We're going to go with Taisus for now.
This is the wrong.
This is the right. Therefore, since that's the minig, they wrote it, even without writing it. But that's the dairis darshan head it is. It's not the chazal didn't say this, it was the minig hamokum. Rabbi Huda Yidarish Doshan Hadid, Tanya Rabbi Huda Imer, Odo may be carbon Osha al Ishtoi. The halacha is that if someone's wife is chayav a carbon, either carbon ziva or carbon for Metzora, so even though there's different levels of the carbon, let's say by Metzora there's different levels, there's a carbon Oni, a carbon Osher, and this Isha doesn't have a penny to her name, still it goes Basar the husband. The husband is the one who brings the carbon for the wife, and therefore if he has money, you bring a carbon Osher. Odo may be carbon Osher al Ishtoi. V'chein kol carbon she chayav is any carbon that she is chayav, not a neder or a dava. It means any carbon that's a carbon chayva, like carbon ziva, osham, chatos, all those things, he brings the carbon, and if it's a shiloh of only osher, it goes with his means, exactly. So now it says, shekach kosev loy, achrayis the islach amin kadamas dana. Because he writes in the ksuba, the achrayis that I have on you from before. Now, what exactly are we being dairish more than the, like we just said? So the mechalik is Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi says that with Darshan, when we give her a get, she writes a receipt on the Kabbalah Suba, and she writes in this receipt that anything that you chayiv for me, you're not a chroy anymore. Now it goes on me. That means if she was chayiv a carbon while they were married, and then they got divorced before she brought a carbon, he is not responsible for a carbon anymore. And we Darshan that from the words of the shoiver that says, that's the Gersa of Rashi. Toysus learns like our Gersa, and it means that if she's chayav a carbon before they get married, and then they get married, he will be chayav in her kabbonis. Look at Toysus the Mas Halacha Garcia on 5 lines in. He says, Pirish, kol kabbonis shehoysa chayaves kerm shnissas loy, yovi bavuro, shekosav lo achrayis de isloch sheata chayaves, yehe lai mekadamas dana. Afilo chayaves kabbonisuin, even the chayaves of funasuin, he has to pay, he has to take care of. That's what Darshan is his Lashonis. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Hilo Azokin are Yidoyrish Lashon Hedit. Hilo Azokin, Darshan, also Lashon Hedit, Tanya Otan Abraisa. Anche Achsandri are Yimekachim as Yishayim. The Anche Achsandri you should give Kiddush to their wives. Uvashas Knisosu Mechuppah, Bon Acherim Mechoyt Moisal Mehem. A lot of times what happened was before the Chuppah, someone else grabbed them away. And now it's a Shalav Eishis Ish. Ubikshu Chachamim, Lasso is Beneim Amzerim. And Chachamim wanted to say, look, the children are Amzerim because they were Mekudesh as someone else. Bring the ksuba, the ksuba's iman, that the kedushin is hinged on the chuppah. Only if they go into chuppah will the kedushin be chal mafreya. But if you don't go into chuppah, so then the kedushin was not chal. And they darshened this lashon of the ksuba. And again, he wore the darshan, the first ksuba. So some say that even though it wasn't these parents of these children exactly, it was other parents, but they saw that was the minig to write this in the star, in the ksuba, and therefore they darshan that every time, that's how it works, there's a ksuba, in the ksuba, that there's a tanai kedushin, it's totally in the chuppah. The kedushin was totally in the chuppah. Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha, ho yidoyish loshen hadid, the Tanya. Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha, ayme, hamalves chaveroi, if someone lends money to his friend, and then we're talking about he's collecting a mashkin later on. Like Rashi says, shliach bezdim, which means like this, that someone lends money to his friend, he didn't pay up, came to Zman, so you want to take a mashkin now to secure your payment. So you shouldn't take more than the chayv. When you pick up that mashkin, you should not take more, the mashkin should not be valued more than the chayv. Why? Shekach koisav loy, because this is what the loyva writes to the malva. Tashlamusa de islech alai kol kabal dichi. The money I owe you is worth this whole entire mashkin. Now, Rashi explains, when did you write the shtar? You wrote the shtar that we're talking about a poor person, and the halacha is that a poor person is supposed to return his mashkin. If it's something he uses by day, you got to return it by day. If it's by night, you got to return it by night. So here, the malva had enough of going back and forth. He was not interested in returning it every night. So what he did was, after he took the mashkin, and he already secured the mashkin, he gave it back to him, you know, as long as you need it, just I'm giving it back to the loiva. But I want a shtar that you're responsible for this mashkin. And therefore now I have something that I can put my hands on that belongs to me. I have something tangible that's connected to my chayv. Now, It's metalta. Oh, it's usually metalta, not meshubed, but here it'll be meshubed even by yisoyim. We'll see in a second. So that's why he got this mashkin. So now, why do you write this? Time of the cost of lehachi. How you like cost lehachi like kanya not kaina? But Rabbi Yechonah mashkina even heishiv lemashkin umei shonim to magai bonav. Frank Tamar, why do I have to write that? That's classic din of every mashkin. Even though the halacha is, if Reuven owes you money, then Reuven dies, his children are not mechuyev to pay. Unless there's a kakari, he's not mechuyev to pay. So there's no shibut. So we have mashkin, that will make me have something tangible to charge the assignment. The Gemara asks, even without writing that, that's the way it works. Every mashkin works like that, because mashkin yekoina medin Rav Yitzchak. Look at the bottom Rashi. V'om Rav Yechron, mashkoina v'heishiv leis ha'avoy, tameis ha'loy, v'shoim te'em alvam ha'abonav. V'le havek asharim atalto di'asmi, loy v'shtav di'vachoy. Why? The kivin the mashkin ekanye, ki the dele gavayna, yekoina. So why do I have to write that? So Gemara answers on top of Ambeis, ahani ksiva legeroyin. It helps. The ksiva helps ligaroyan, which means if the loiva gets it back and if somehow it gets worth less in his rishus, he has to be mashlim that amount of the mashkin. It means he has to return the guy a tangible thing. About he owes him money anyway, so it doesn't make such a big difference, but the malva wants at all times a tangible zeche to his hava, and therefore he can mechayiv the guy to immediately be mashlim that mashkin. That's where you write it.
Where do we see that from?
No, that's where they write
that.
No, they write because they wrote that now. Tashlamusa the isli le'alai kol kavod has to be the whole value of this thing that I'm taking.
Of this thing,
mashkin, right?
If it depreciates, you are goodbye.
No, but yeah, right. I guess that's a good question. But that's what I guess they write it because they know what the mashkin is worth. I guess how much the mashkin is worth. They write it in the star. And but what we're darshaning from here is that you should never take a mashkin more than the value of the chayiv, because then he'll automatically collect more than the chayiv. That was the point of this Gemara. They said darshish and hediyot. They said Shulman Karka said hamalva es chaveri loy mashkinu yoyse mechayiv. Don't be mashkin more than the chayiv, because here you have to. It has to be exactly connected to the chayiv. One more Gemara of darshish and hediyot. Rav Yosiyahu darshish and hediyot. The time is yomer mokum shenogu lasik ksuba milva goyva milva lichval goyva mechza. And we'll explain this in a second. Narbaloy govu tilsa, which means like this. A shtar ksuba has more than just the 200 zuz you have to give a basula and 100 for amana. What it has in the shtar is all the money that the kala brings in from her side of the family. Now, a lot of times they inflated the money she brought in because it looks more by kavadik that she brought in a lot of money. So if they get divorced, you know, charge the husband to pay back all the nifsi tzorim barzel, for example, he has to give back all that money instead of being inflated amount of money. So how much do you have to pay back? Let's say it says the kala brought into the house $5,000 worth of furniture. So now they get divorced, they have to give you back $5,000 worth of furniture? Because lochah is nifsi tzorim barzel, you figure out how much the value is b'shas when they get married, and he has to pay back that value when he gets divorced. He has to pay back value. So here it said $5,000. Is that real or not? Is that inflated or not? So it depends on the minute, Gemara says. Malkum shenogu lasik suba milva, which means they can make exact amount of greiva milva. You collect whatever the amount is. Lichvov, the minute is to do double. It's like, you know, some people sell aliyahs, you know, send toys in the coin, you know, it's a lot of money for a coin, $10,000, but that's how it works. As the cover of the thing, they do it. So here was a lichvov, then greiva mechza. Narvaloi, gova tilsa. Narvaloi, the minute was, they did it three times the amount. Therefore, when they come to collect, it's always a third because it's not exact amount. Mereimer megabi nami shvacham. Mereimer wrote whatever there. He used to double whatever it said in the shtar. It was double. Let's say it was a minig in the place that a minig was that was double. He used to collect the double. So I'm learning Rabbi Mereimer about tiny lichvul gevim mechza. Why are you collecting the whole amount? This minig over here is to make it inflated, and you're collecting the whole amount. If you made a kinyan on it, so then it's serious. If you make a kinyan avia bas for this amount, then it's a serious amount, even though the minig was lichvo, but with a kinyan already, then it means exact. Ravina mashbach v'ksiv lebarte. He made it a double, and he wrote to his daughter, I'm going to give you this, you know, $10,000 worth of furniture. Amrulei, nikni minei demar, let's make a kinyan on this. Amrulei, mikna lemichvel. If I make a kinyan, I'm not doubling it. I'm writing 5,000. But if I write 10,000, I'm not making a kinyan again, because making a kinyan, it makes it more serious.